The rebels have said that they targeted Japan because of its support of Peruvian President Alberto Fujimori and how its aid money gets doled out. Joining us is NPR's Julie McCarthy in Tokyo. Julie, how is this thing being handled in Tokyo? What is the sense of things there?
Linda, this is the worst foreign policy crisis that Japan has had to face in many years. It is certainly among the most serious cases of international terrorism that's been directed against it. Tokyo is now a city consumed with this question. The highest councils of government are consulting the highest levels of Japanese companies whose executives are among those being held hostage. There's a pervasive sense of crisis with minute-by-minute live news broadcasts, graphics to show the watching public exactly where everything is to the best anyone can understand what's happening there. And underlying all of this frenetic activity is a central question. Has Japan's profile as the world's biggest donor nation become too high? Many ways, the Japanese are in the position the U.S. was in decades ago. They give away more money around the world than anyone else, and as a result, they now risk this kind of exposure. And the fear, of course, is that Japan might retreat.
How close are relations between Peru and Japan? How important are these two countries to one another?
Well, Peru has become a foreign policy plank of the Japanese government. It's become Tokyo's way of demonstrating it is willing to be a player on the international stage, something that it's been accused of in the past, of recoiling from. Peru certainly needs money. Japan has provided it. Japan has publicly backed Peru's bid to join APEC, the increasingly influential grouping of 18 Asian Pacific economies who now control half of the world's trade. You know, President Alberto Fujimori is the son of Japanese immigrants. There is a sizable Japanese population in Peru.
Japan's emperor, I understand, has announced that the annual ceremonies commemorating his birthday next Monday, which was what the celebration in Peru was, that his own birthday celebrations are going to be canceled in Japan. How significant is that?
It's very significant, Linda. The emperor's birthday is hallowed ground. It's a national holiday. I mean, the cancellation of it at the urging of the prime minister also demonstrates that Hashimoto is in charge here. He set up an emergency cabinet council to deal with this, which he is heading up. He is the man on top of this, and that's what the Japanese want to see.
He's sending the foreign minister to join the negotiating team in Lima. What does he bring to this?
Well, the foreign minister, Ikeda, will bring a plea for patience. Japan's position is clear and hasn't changed since this began. The highest priority the government has is the safety of the hostages being held. And I think the Japanese would be very unhappy if anything were to jeopardize or depart from that guiding principle. That's the message Ikeda carries to Peru. And remember, too, that the Japanese are not alone in this. There are many countries whose diplomats are also being held, and everyone seems to be urging restraint and imploring Peru to move with the utmost caution.
Thanks very much. NPR's Julie McCarthy reporting from Tokyo.